Počúvate SBS v slovenčine.
Vážení poslucháči, Austrália prekročila celkový počet nakazených koronavírusom cez 25,5 tisíc, z toho samotná Viktória 19 tisíc. V krajine však vyzdravelo už 21 tisíc ľudí. Zomrelo 611, drvivá väčšina zo starobincov. Tento týždeň však štatistiky vo Viktórii výrazne klesli, už to nie sú denne stovky, ale posledné dni len niečo cez 100, včera dokonca prvý raz za 7 týždňov 94 a dnes 114, presne ako Slovensko, kde si užívajú život. Napriek tomu premiér Daniel Andrews ešte nechce hovoriť o uvoľňovaní opatrení, stále platí stav katastrofy do 13. septembra a stanné právo. Naopak, Andrews sa dnes vyhrážal, že ak otvorí štát, nákaza znovu priam, citujem, exploduje. Federálny hospodár Josh Frydenberg v televízii povedal toto. Vo Viktórii je zničené hospodárstvo, takmer polovica súkromných podnikov bude žiť z federálnej platby JobKeeper a chcel by som viac počuť o nádeji pre ľudí vo Viktórii. Premiér Andrews a jeho vláda by mali viac rozprávať o ceste von z krízy, než o dlhej ceste znova naspäť. Tým, že hľadá ďalších 12 mesiacov na núdzový stav a najbrutálnejšiu formu karantény, vedie ľudí do depresie. Pritom vieme, že zlyhala vláda, lebo podľa dôkazov 99% prípadov druhej vlny covidu siaha späť do zbabranej hotelovej karantény. Odmietnutie armády, neúčinné testovanie a sledovanie prípadov nie na takej dobrej úrovni ako v iných štátoch, to všetko viedlo k chybám a teraz žiada ďalších 12 mesiacov. Počuli sme od Austrálskej lekárskej asociácie, že to, čo sa deje vo Viktórii, je akoby pomalá autohavária, ktorej je každý svedkom. Je to zdrvujúce a hoci chýbajú iba 2 týždne do konca tzv. Stavu katastrofy, 4. stupňa reštrikcií, podniky žijú stále v temnote netušiac, ako dostanú pracovníkov naspäť a ako otvoria dvere. Deti by mali vedieť, kedy sa vrátia do škôl. Rodiny vo Viktórii sú uzamknuté 23 hodín denne, nesmiete sa vzdialiť viac ako 5 kilometrov od domu, je zákaz vychádzania na ulicu v noci, toto sú najťažšie možné obmedzenia, ktoré spôsobujú aj zásah do duševného zdravia ľudí aj do hospodárstva. Žiadať ďalších 12 mesiacov bolo veľmi zlé Andrewsovo rozhodnutie a myslím, že ignoruje prosby obyvateľov Viktórie. V štáte sa urobilo množstvo chýb, ľudia nedostali odpovede a žiaľ, vyšetrovanie hotelovej karantény bolo odložené až na november. Stovky ľudí stratili životy a 100 000 stratia prácu, dodal Frydenberg.
When it comes to Victoria, that is obviously a devastating economic situation. Our estimates that up to nearly half of the private sector workforce in Victoria will be on JobKeeper. I want to hear more about a message of hope for the people of Victoria. Daniel Andrews and the Victorian government need to be talking more about the road out than about a longer road in. It was real overreach when it came to the 12-month extension of emergency powers that he was seeking. There's been a litany of failures in Victoria. Obviously, quarantine is the most graphic of that, and we've heard expert evidence to the inquiry that 99% of cases in the second wave in Victoria can be traced back to those quarantine failures. The rejection of the ADF support, testing and tracing, which is not as good as it is in other states, and of course now the overreach with emergency powers. And you've heard from no less a body than the Australian Medical Association that what has transpired in Victoria has been like a slow car crash that everyone has been witnessing as it is occurring. It is devastating what has happened in Victoria, and we're only 2 weeks away from the end of the so-called stage 4 restrictions. And businesses are in the dark as to how they will get their workers back and their doors open. Kids need to know when and if they are going back to school. In Victoria, families are subject to lockdown 23 hours a day. You can't move more than 5 kilometres from your home. There's a curfew at night. These are the strictest of restrictions, taking a huge toll on people's mental health, but also on the economy. It was a very bad call, and I think it ignored the pleas of Victorians. Well, as I said, there's been a litany of failures in Victoria. There are lots of questions that need answered. Unfortunately, Victorians are being told the inquiry will not come back with its findings until November. In the meantime, hundreds of people have lost their lives and hundreds of thousands are expected to lose their jobs.
V Federálny premiér Morrison sa už hnevá na pozatvárané dvere medzi štátmi a vyhlásil, že Austráliu nevybudovali na to, aby štáty v nej pozatvárali hranice. Kým na hraniciach Nového Južného Walesu a Viktórie museli uzavrieť zo zdravotných obáv a Morrison to konzultoval telefonicky s oboma premiérmi, ostatné štáty si pozatvárali hranice sami a teraz je to obrovský problém, lebo to rozdeľuje ľudí, ničí hospodárstvo a žiaľ, štáty si v tomto rozhodujú sami. Federálna vláda môže len vyzývať na zdravý rozum. V rokovaní s premiérmi štátov boli len dva vážne rozdiely v názoroch. Školy, a môj poznáte, aby deti chodili, a zatváranie hraníc. Nikdy nedosiahneme nulu. Nulové percento nakazených nie je možné. Musíme sa naučiť žiť s koronavírusom, zdôraznil Morrison.
Australia wasn't built to have internal borders. The Federation was not built to be run that way. Borders do cost. They cost people's livelihoods, they cost people's jobs, and you don't enter into having those borders lightly, and nor should you. We can't live in a zero-risk society, though, in COVID. That is not a livable, viable option. And so 0% is not a threshold for how borders should be managed. Get on top of these outbreaks has demonstrated how Australia can live with the coronavirus and at the same time keep people's jobs, save people's lives, and save people's livelihoods. National Cabinet has never resolved to establish internal borders. So there's probably only been two areas of significant disagreement that has occurred in the National Cabinet. There were some disagreements about school closures. People know what my position on that was. And there's also been the discussion of borders. And there has been a different practice. So this is why it's hard. With New South Wales and Victoria and the Commonwealth, we actually got on the phone, realised there was a medical problem, agreed that this is what we've had to do, and then we worked together as best as we could to try and make it as workable as possible. As I said before, you impose a border, you can't help but cause problems. That's why we got rid of them in the first place. Other states and territories, South Australia, Tasmania, Queensland, Western Australia, imposed either direct borders or quasi-borders unilaterally. So now we find ourselves in this situation where there is too much inconsistency between these arrangements. States obviously can ultimately take their decision about how they apply this, but my appeal to them, and I think today, is just, you know, I just don't know what to say to that. I mean, yeah. I think we all feel the same. So let's hope we can get some greater consistency, some greater transparency on behalf of Australians. We've got to try and get this worked out.
Páči sa mi? Zdieľajte, komentujte, sledujte SBS v slovenčine na Facebooku.